Yesterday, we presented three different opinions regarding kedushin by karkin. I want to just make the following point, and that is that the Rosh Peshitta was that in the Jubas, Simon Topres was what? Rashba said a man could be Mekadosh a woman with a star that's Mechubar LeKarka. Remember we had the Rashba sheet? That was the third sheet on the board. What is the Svara for that? So, it is possible to suggest the following. We did say that the Svara he himself says that there's no requirement of being requirement to give over something Yad Liyad by what? By Kedushin, only by Gittin there is such a requirement. I want to note, though, that there is Yushalmi. Yushalmi writes the following Kiddush. Please get it. Yushalmi writes, the reason why a get is puzzle when it's Polish, Yushalmi says it says safer. The Kosovo safer creases. Let's get it. And therefore, a safer is something that is Polish, not attached to the ground. Therefore, a get that is mechubar lekarka is puzzle, because it's a safer. Safer must be polish. Since there is no mandate in the Chumash of safer regarding kedushin, therefore one could suggest the Rashba is going in consonance with this Yerushalmi, and therefore Yerushalmi's mandate is only by get of safer. We don't find it by kedushin. Therefore, the conclusion is that if you have a star kedushin, this mechubar lekarka also would be what then? Would be kosher. Correct? The significant point that emerges, I want to add on, is that we're putting the Rashba in consonance with Yerushalmi. Do you remember from yesterday we saw the Ran? Remember the Ran quoted the Gemara in Gittin Daf Tes? What did the Gemara in Gittin Daf Tes say to Feirish? What did it say? It compared Gitinashim with Shechuri Avadim. Three things on the list. And the Gemara said only things that what? Only things that what? Only things that what? Are laced with Kedushin are taught. Things that apply to Kedushin are not on the list. Therefore the Ran said, you see from there that Mechubar is a problem. There's a Befeirish Gemara that says Mechubar is a problem. So, Jeremy, how could the Rashba say that what? That a star kedushin is good in Mechubar LeKarka? Isn't there the Feirush Gemara that says it's what? It's bad. So the Ran got on that Gemara and said what? A star's bad, but Kesef's good. But the Rashba says Kesef's good and star's good. Everything's good according to the Rashba. You can Mekadosh a woman with Kesef that's Mechubar LeKarka. You can Mekadosh a woman with star that's Mechubar LeKarka. How do you read the Bavli? It's Mamash against the Gemara, no? The Ran got out of it saying that, well, oh, that's only talking about star. The Kedushin is fine. But the references are both good. And I was thinking this morning, how does the Rashba get out of that to Feirush Gemara? So I was thinking maybe we could say the Rashba is in consonance with Yerushalmi. The Rashba will learn some Achleikus, please get it, between the Bavli and Yerushalmi as to whether a man can Mekadosh a woman with a star that is Mechubar LeKarka. Bavli says no. Yerushalmi says yes, and the Rashba in Tufresh goes with Yerushalmi, and therefore it is kosher. Okay? That was the point that I wanted to make according to the Rashba. And the second point I just wanted to mention was, Eitan pointed out very nicely after Shir, all those riots we had yesterday, those five riots, Daftibes, Dafches, that proved that there was no din of Nesina by Kedushin, what was the topic in those riots? Kesef. Kesef. See, we were trying to bring a raya slam dunk to the Marashtam that there's no problem of police to do Shasech Ni Al-Gabri Akarka. There's no din of Nesina at all. And those rayas were good rayas, but Eitan pointed out very astutely, but Rebbe, those rayas are talking about Kesef. That is true. We just assumed it and extended it to Star. That last one with the Tzoso was talking about Star. Was talking about Star. So that was a very, very excellent point. Okay. Let us now go weiter now into Gemara, and we have to see the Taisim. We have a lot to see. I want to see the Taisim inside, and then we have to discuss the concept of Das Bikidushin. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Aisha Niknes, Maishnohocha de Tone Isha Niknes, Maishnohocha de Tone Isha Mekadesh. Why in the first parak does it say Niknes, second parak Mekadesh? And for the Gemara Mishum de Kaboy, let me say Kesef. We want to teach the notion of Kesef. Kesef Minole. How do you know that Kesef is called Kinyan? Gomra Ticha Ticha Mistay Afro, Ksiv Hocha, Yikach Ishisha, Ksiv Hassan, Nasatia Kesef Kach Mimeni. The Kicha Krikinin, the Ksiv Asoda Shekona Avraham. How do you know Kikos called Kinyan? From that Pasuk, Inami, Sodom, the Kesef Yiknu. Therefore, Tanya Isha Niknes. Therefore, we teach a lashon of Niknes. Because it's clear that Kicha Kicha, we want to teach that Kesef is good. How do you know that what? Kicha Kicha is considered to be what? Kesef Minoli, that it's good. We know from Kicha Kicha's Zereshava, and therefore, we teach it lashon of Niknes. The Gemara asks, "V'nista hasam ish kaina mi nikne hasam ish kaina." Why don't you say ish kaina da bezum and al? Gemara answers me, "Kara tani lishin di yiraisa, l'basof tani lishin di rabbanon." In the first parak, we want to teach the yiraisa lishonos, which is what kain niknes, and in the second parak, we want to teach lishin di rabbanon. My lishin di rabbanon also la kuliyama kehakdish. A lishin di rabbanon is that is what is kehakdish. It's a very beautiful pshat. What you just get, let's just get this from the Sefer Tame HaMelech. That was a very beautiful shot. Why is the Lashon D'Rabbanan also like Kuliyam HaKadosh? Why is the Lashon D'Rabbanan like that? So the Sefer Tame HaMelech, Maase HaMelech rather, Perakenu was Kuliyam HaKadosh. Allah Chayud writes, Midiraisa in Arusa is Muteris La Arusa, La Arus. The man is Makadosh woman, they can live together, Minatera. Midirabbanan we aser it. Therefore, midirabbanan we aser it, and therefore midirabbanan she's aser so she gets the chuppah. So Mamela, he wasn't kind of her at all. It's just kitcha. What does kitcha mean? She's really aser to him. She's really aser to him till the chuppah. So therefore, the lashon d'Arusa is kinyanim, because an arus is kind of one and arusa. Midirabbanan they can live together. Midirabbanan they can't live together till nesuin. So therefore we call it Kedusha, which means what kind? That she's Taka Usher. She's even Usher to who? To her Chassan Min Rabbanan. So that's why the Lishnin to Rabbanan is called Kedusha. That is a very striking shot. Please get this. Very striking shot that Lishnin to Rabbanan is considered to be Kedusha. Oh. Weiter, let's just finish the Gemara. The Nisni Hacha Yishkaina. Why don't you teach Yishkonim Shim the Kaboy Lemisne Seifa? The Kunis Atzma Bidida. Because we want symmetry. The Sefer says, Koines Atzah Bididah, Tananami Reisha Bididah. Practice Gemara V'nisna Ish Koine Umakne. Why don't you teach Ish Koine Umakne? The Gemara says, why don't you teach Ish Koine in the Reisha and the Sefer that she's Makne her? Moranch is Rishum Deika Misabal. The Lot Yukam Makne, he's not Makne her when he dies. Mina Shamayim Huda Makne Law. She becomes a widow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vibayasema, second teretz, itana kaine, havamina filabalkorcha, tana isha, nicknames, the mitaitin, shlomitaitolo. Another teretz is if you said ish kona, I would entertain a havamina that man can be makadosh a woman against her will. Kamash malam, you need her what? You need her das. So keep in mind now, please, that the Gemara has two deyas, two answers, as to whether we can entertain a havamina. Could a man be Mekadosh a woman against her will? Two deities in the Gemara. First answer doesn't entertain such a Havamina. Second answer does. You've got to ask yourself, what was the meaning, and Bez Hashem will get to it, what was the meaning behind that as to whether we can entertain a Havamina, whether a man can Mekadosh a woman against her will? Okay, that's the pshat. Now, Lamaisa, we should also note, and we'll get back to it, that what does the Gemara say? The requirement of having das, chayin, is based on what? A svara or a what? Or a pasuk. Remember we had five ways to learn on the Dindiraisa. Does the Gemara quote a pasuk here at all? Yes or no? No pasuk at all. What does Rashi say chayin later on Memdalin? Rashi says on Memdalin, I'm an aleph in Kedushin, on the top of the Amid? No, what does he say? On Memdalin. Kedushim Midaita Dabin and Das HaMakne. Rashi says it's a what? It's a Svara. Who's the Makne in Kedushim? Who is the makan in Kedusha? The woman. She's makan herself to the husband. The husband is the koine. So Rashi echoes our Gemara that it's a smart. What does Rashi say in Yevamos on that? Your Testament base? Kain? He says, V'holcha v'aisavish agar midaita mashma. You see, Rabbi Shaya Pick, the great Gaon on the side of the Gemara, points out this sphere in Rashi. This notion of requirement of das, where does it come from? Is it a pasuk or is it a svara? Sphere in Rashi, which we'll get back to you, Rabbi Shem, to offer a few different answers. Okay, but before we get into the lumdus regarding das, I want to see the Taisim with the various ha'aris that we have on the Taisim. Okay, let's go. Who's going to read the Taisim? At least we'll split it up to amongst two or three fellows, but let's go through them quickly and efficiently with the ha'aris that we have to get. Okay? Let's go. Who wants to read the first Taisim? Josh, go ahead. Let's go. Look inside, please. And you write the ha'aris in your notes, please. Go ahead. Let's go, Josh. Come on. Bekamehi bepruta. Stop. Taisus bothered by why did the Mishnah elucidate how much a dinar is? Yes? It elucidated how much a pruta was. Yes? Come on, I'm the ball. Go ahead. Excellent, because that's a Betherish Adin in a Bryson Bob Mitzia that it's 1/24 of dinar shows up. No one argues on it. Therefore, the Mishnah does not need to elucidate it. Go ahead. Oh, but pruta, there's a machloikis in the Gemara laid out. So therefore the Mishnah wants to elucidate how much it is worth. Excellent. Go ahead. No, the Rashash adds the word letter vavin. The zimnin. Look on inside. If you don't have anything more, look on inside, please. Go ahead. The zimnin. The zimnin is a second answer, the Rashash says. Go ahead. The Zaili, the Zimnin, the Yikri. And sometimes it what? It gets more what? Cheaper, or sometimes it gets more expensive. It fluctuates. Therefore, there is a need to define how much a pruta is. Dinars don't fluctuate. Go ahead. So that's the second answer. Our Ha'ar in this place is their shots at the letter Vav, because it's a second terrace. Doesn't fit reading Zimnin straight off. You got to add the letter Vav. Go ahead. Let's go. Quick. Kaimelem Kavose. Oh, we paskin like Basilo. Basilo is the one that says what? Pruto, we must elucidate what a prut is. Beishame says Dino with a hole like Beishame. No need to elucidate. Excellent. Next choices. Go ahead. Mishmona b'Yisar, kishi Yisarim kedina. When the Yisarim remain this level. About what? Misailin, when they get cheaper. Then it what gets lower, and then it's 1/6. Excellent. Next Taisus. Al Shem Italio Shel Yavon. Kiddash Kachana Shushnacha Al Shem Shusha. Rabbi Natan says Italia is what? It was a coin used in Italy. And don't be bothered by the fact there's a kuf, because we find in Ezra Shoshchania there's an added letter kuf on the name Shushan. And that's what he's trying to explain here. Tais is saying, don't be mistaken and say that Rashi meant Isar Italki Shel Kesef. That the Isar of Kesef is called Italki. It's not called Italki coin. It's a coin that was found in Italy. You got me? That's what Tais is coming to explain here. Not, the coin is not called Italki. It's called a coin found in Italki. Viper, let's go. Next Tais. Very good. Doing excellent. Let's go. Next Tais. Are you bumming Nick this? Let's get this. We cannot skim. We have to understand every line. Go ahead. Tema, bomb kasha. It's not just an imtomer. Let's go. Go ahead. Oh, stop. What's Taisus kasha? That's just like there are numbers used in the beginning of Ishish Niknis Peshloshet Drachim. V'kanet at Mishnei Drachim. No. It should have said in the end of the Mishnah, Yavam and Niknis B'Shtei Shrachim, V'Kona Da'asa V'Derech Echad. Where's the numbers in the end of the Mishnah? That's Toysus Kasha. Go ahead. And I'll tell you that, what do numbers tell me? What are numbers for? Numbers are to exclude things, correct? There are things that could be excluded too by Yavama. Go ahead. What is the number going to be by Yavama? That what? Yavim acquires Yavama with Bia, not with Kesev Ishtar. So a number would be good there. Go ahead. No, Lamute Gamkain. The low what? The low Nilif Kavachoymir. Did Darshina no in midiachrino lo? What does that mean there? Someone tell me. What's the number in the seifa? How can you terminate a marriage by yibum? What does it say? With two ways, chalitz and misse yavim. Correct? Not yet. What would have been the kavachomer from Isha? Just like a married woman, if she's mizana with another man, she's what? She's chayiv misa, and a get terminates that marriage. How much more so? Get this down. If the Yavama is waiting to live with her Yabeh, there is Zika, and she lives with another man. What's the din? It's an Israelav. No. It's an Israelav. It's lower. It's a Gemara Yavama Stafsadi Bezamanav. You got to know that. It's only an Israelav. So if a get terminates a marriage, where if she's Mizana with another man, she's Chayiv Misa, how much more so Zika, which is only a lav, should be able to be terminated by a get. Therefore, the number comes to tell me two things. Only chalitza and the death of the other, as opposed to what? As opposed to get. So this is a beautiful kashin, right? Numbers should have been mentioned in the end of the Mishnah. We can exclude things in the top. We can exclude things in the end. What do you exclude in the top? Niknis bibia, bia yes, kesem ishtar no, and misa se yavim chalitza and not what get. That's Tosis kashin. Fight for Josh. Go ahead. Yeshavu l'ilon v'derech echad. Stop. Period. What's the answer? Someone tell me the answer. Eitan, go ahead. One thing. A yavam is nikdis v'biyah. That's one thing. You're not going to give a number. But it says one. It says an etrog is similar to a tree in three things, and similar to a yarek in one thing. It says one. What's the answer? What's the answer? You view them as four things. Because we're taking an etrog. Well, three things it's similar to what? A tree. One thing it's similar to here. But you look at really as four things. So that's why the number one is there. But in reality, it's really four things. Oh, you got it, Josh? Biker, let's go. Oh, what's he bothered by? Since there is no number in the safe of the Mishnah that faced by Yavama, what's the next Mishnah? Where's the next Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin? On Yudalim at base. It's all considered to be one Mishnah. Since there is no number by Yavama, therefore there will be no number by Eved Ivri and Eved Kenani. Excellent. Go ahead. There should have been numbers there. It's three ways over there. Go ahead. Inami. What does Inami mean? Second answer. What does that mean? There's no number over there could be taught because there's nothing to exclude. Is that true? Marshaw, get it down. Marshaw asked Eved Ivri, can you be what? Conan Eved Ivri Khalifin? No. No, so therefore a number would have been. Maybe that's why there's a first answer of Tysus. Because the second answer is a little bit schmear. But you could save that and say the Ramban says, well, since we know already a woman can't be what? Married with what? With Khalifin, so too, it's that same thing is going to apply to Eved Ivri as well. So it's if it's already there. It's if it's already been excluded, because we know you can't be in the Kaddish a woman with Khalifin, so too you cannot buy an Eved Ivri already. So that's what the Ramban would what? That's how the Ramban, get that down, that would be the response that we could say according to the Ramban. What's the difficulty with the first teretz, if I had to tell you? Go ahead, Eitan.
Because she's calling
it
two ways, not one.
No, just simple. Just simpler than that. What's the difficulty with the first teretz? Why view the Mishnayos together? Rebunish from the 13 bladder between the two. No? That's a little bit of a chiddush to say it's a continuum. So maybe Tyson was uncomfortable saying that before he came on to a second theorist. We got to think to ourselves. Why Tyson did two Terutsu? Excellent, Josh. Okay, let's go weiter now. Yosef Chaim. Very good, Josh. Excellent. Go ahead, Yosef Chaim. Next place. Let's go. Let's go inside. Let's see. Go ahead. Oh, 1 second. What's Tosfos saying? What's the Hey Mem Lamed? The Gemara could have said what? What could have the Gemara said? What's he bothered by? What did the Gemara say when we learned the Gemara? Then, did the Gemara say Ish Kona? Let the Mishnah say Ish Kona. What was the Gemara's answer? We wanted symmetry between the Seif and the Reish. Is that correct? So he's saying the Gemara could have also said the very first kasha is Maishna Hacha Nikneshna over there, it says Mekadesh. The Gemara could have given the same answer. The Gemara could have given the same answer of symmetry. Because in the Seif it says Kona Lagabi the Abama. So to what? Not just Lagabi the Abama, but Vakagarin herself. So therefore we would say Nikneshna as well. The Gemara could have given that same answer. Go ahead. Like the Gemara answers very soon. That's the Gemara we saw. Gemara could have given any answer. Right? To the first cast in the system. Why did it say Nikneshna? Right here? It could have said it because of symmetry. Go ahead. Miu, Miu, however. Go ahead. No, Dahavim Matsi, Dahavim Matsi. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. I also make that mistake too. Go ahead. Okay. Excellent. What does Rabbeinu Manoach say? What does Rabbeinu Manoach say? He says that the Gemara what? Could have asked what? What the Gemara could have asked? What does Rabbeinu Manoach say? This is a beautiful shot here, Lamais. What does it say? What should the Gemara have said? It should have said Miskadeshes b'shloshet drachim, and in the same place it should have said Niteres b'shnei drachim. Why did it what? And therefore Tosfos Kasha really what? Comes back. He leaves that as a kasha. He leaves that as a kasha. He says, Miu Oymeri, or Rabbeinu Manoach says, however, I could ask you a kasha that the Gemara could have also said what? Could have also said Viniteres b'shnei drachim, the Gabbatushin, and therefore what? It would have said Viniteres b'shnei drachim, and then Niteres b'shloshet drachim. There he leaves. That taka what you have no answer for. Because at least we answer the kasha legabi nicknames with symmetry. But if you use a lesson of it Naseris and Materis, you're not going to have an answer on that. So it's kind of like that kasha remains. The way Rabbeinu Manoach says the Gemara could have said, why didn't you teach Yisim Miskadeshes Bishlosha Drachim, Viniteris Bishay Drachim? And then it would have been in consonance with what? With the second pair, right? So that's a difficulty, and that Rabbeinu Manoach says, Lamaisa, is what it should have said. And that's the Lashon of Kedushin. Asalak Kliyama Kehektish. This is the Pshat, Lamaisa, and therefore Tosfos Kasha comes back, Lamaisa, that really the Gemara could have said this way. And you'll have no answer. You really have no answer. He leaves it as a Kasha. So I want you to get that. That's the correct Pshat in the Tosfos. Real quick, Eitan. Go ahead. Sure they are. Yeah, but no, because Miskadeshes by definition means Asur Lach of Kliyam Kaktish. That's the Lashon, but that's the Lashon of Kedusha. But the Lashon of Kedusha is Asur Lach of Kliyam Kaktish. That's the Lashon. That's what it means. That's the Lashon. Okay. Very good. Viper now, let's go. Yosef Chaim. Oh, 1 second. This is a little bit tricky. What does Tosfos mean in the beginning? What's Tosfos bothered by, please? Someone tell me. What is the Gemara answer, Mishum? What was the Gemara's answer to the Kasha, John, in the Gemara? The Gemara wanted to teach us what? Kesef, correct? That Kesef is Shaykh Aloshin what? Kinyan. Star and B is not Shaykh Aloshin Kinyan. It's Shaykh only Aloshin Kedushin. And therefore, how can you teach Tarte Atokhara? Kesef Yasher Koyef is what? Is a Lashon Kinyan. Star and be art. So what's the Gemara's answer? That's Tosfos Kasha. Nachamo Yosef Chaim. Read it again. Okay. Shinuk Wimus the Kesef. Vahapa. Right, the Gemara says you can't teach two outs one. Tosfos says don't ask that Kasha. Tosfos is bothered by the Gemara's answer. Go ahead. Ah, because kinyan is shayach by shtar mabiyah. It does apply by lashon shtar mabiyah. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha then? So why didn't it teach what miskadeshes, like it says later on, ish mikadesh? Go ahead. Ah, the hacha. Right, and therefore the Gemara's bothered by why did it say niknas here and kedusha there? Fine, beautiful. Now inami. This inam is a completely different shot now. Let's get it. Go ahead. Oh, now tell me what this means, please. Michael, what does this mean here now? That what? What does it mean? It means that star also, the Lashon what? Lashon Kinyan applied to. It says, Vakach et Sefer HaMikneh. Mikneh was referring to a star. So what was the kasha? What was the kasha? Because you're teaching Karta Atochada. Kesef in Star is what? Kesef in Bia, you're teaching Ato what? Kesef in Bia don't have a Lashon Kinyan, and Star does. So you're teaching Kesef in Bia, which don't have a Lashon Kinyan, out Star, which does have a Lashon Kinyan. That's good for the Gemara's Kasha. Please get that down. The Inami is that exactly was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's kasha was exactly, you're teaching kesef and bia, which is not shaykh lashon kinyan, to shtar. That's what motivated the Gemara to ask their kasha. When you write, when you see the inami, please, write down that the Gemara's kasha was tani tarte atochada. The Gemara knew all along the shtar was a lashon kinyan. Kesef and bia was not. So the first kasha in the Masechta was predicated on that premise. You follow me? That's the inami. The Chiddush of the tsunami turns everything about this. That the kasha was, in a chanam, you cannot teach two out of one, and what is the Gemara answer? Get the salsa called kinyan. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
What's that? And there, we should just note that the Ramban, please get this down, the Ramban says you have no raya from Eka Chasefer HaMikneh, because it's not talking about a what? What? Not talking about Kedushin there, it's talking about financial transactions. So the Ramban really doesn't like that answer at all. So get that down. Maybe that's why, again, Ari, you have the two answers. The difficulty in Inami is, what do you mean the Gemara already knew star was called Kinyan? It wasn't a Kedushin star, it was financial matters. And therefore, we don't go with the second answer, we go with the first answer. Fight the Yosef, let's go. Go ahead. What's Tosfos Kasha here? Someone tell me. Why does the Gemara have to what? Go through this whole what? This whole thing with the Kicha Kicha goes straight to the point. Goes straight to the point that what? Kesef is called Kinyan. Mati, put it on high, please. Kesef is called Kinyan. Is it on high? Okay, you put the vents down. Thank you. Oh, is that high? It is on high? Okay. What do you got to go through Kicha Kicha? Go straight to it. Tosfos Kasha. Gemaltik a kasha. It's not a tema. It's an im tema. Go ahead, please. Yosef Chaim. What does this answer remind you of? First of all, what is the answer? Before we say the lumnus and tais. What does he say? Kesef asad is called Kinyan Shgoyach. We need to know that Kesef the Isha is called a Kinyan. Therefore, bring a Raya Ticha Ticha. Who did this remind you of? Halfway reminds me of Reb Chaim Moiser. What did Reb Chaim Moiser say in the Machloikis, the Taz and Small? The Small says that the mechanics of Kesef is what? Kesef Iron. The Taz says it's what? Kesef Kinyan. Somebody said Kinyan. But what was Reb Chaim Moiser's shot? That the Small agrees to the Taz by what? By Kesef Kedushin, and everyone agrees it's what? Kesef Kinyan. That's exactly what Tais is saying. Tais is saying I need to dig up a whole new marker that Kesef Kinyan of Isha is different than what? Than Kesef Kinyan of Sada, because it's not the same. And therefore, Kesef Sada, the Smart says, is what? Piron called. Kesef Isha is Maisa Kinyan. So this Tais, if we want to bring a Raya, would jive exactly what Kabkai Moshe wants to say. Okay. Fine. Let's go. Next, Isis. Steve, awesome. What is Toys saying here? What is Toys saying here? The kicha of here is referring to what? The woman. The kicha of the what? Money is referring to the money, not the field. They're two different things. So Toys says, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about that. It's just a what? A Zereshava doesn't have to be complete in the sense that it's got to be talking about the same topic. It's a very good aura. Never thought about it, right? Oh, go ahead, Dean Tamar. What's his kasha? Why did the Mishnah teach a lashon of what? Nikachas. Yes? It says, I call Nikach Bekesef, Meiser, Meiser Sheni, with money of Meiser Sheni. And B is a lashon of Kicha. Can't be talking about Kesef and Shtar over there. Kesef and Shtar not Tope is my old sister. Go ahead. V.A. Shlomar. What does he mean in that answer? Why wouldn't the Lokachas not work? Because the Sefer would be that what she takes herself in two ways. What does that mean, she takes herself in two ways? What does that mean? She does take herself two ways. If there's a get, or her husband dies, no? What's wrong with that? No, because it's mashma that she takes an active role. She's really passive. That's what you're saying, Eitan? That's exactly what Tosis means. I didn't hear it. That's exactly what Tosis means. It means that what? She is what? She takes a passive role, not an active role. Okay. These are the Tosim I wanted you to see in Amud Aleph and the horrors that we have. Okay, we have to do the Tosim here as well, but I want to begin now on Das. Okay? I cannot stress enough, we have to get every thesis, every line, you don't skim it. Okay? That's why we went through with ours. Okay? I want to move on to the Das, so I don't know if we'll have time to do these thesis inside. Okay? Oh. We mentioned earlier in Shir that there is a steer in Rashi's as to the Makom, as to why there is a requirement to have Das. Oh. So let us begin to try to answer that. And then we will have to get to the concept of the notion of Das regarding the Chosson and the Kalim. Okay. Rabbi Yoshev writes in his Sefer that there is a need for Rashi to write both things. Why? Because we're dealing with what? Two different topics. What's the claim that we're dealing with the notion of what? Mimer in Maseches Yevamos. And in Mimer, even though, what is Mimer we said? The Kedushin Drabanan of a Yibum, of a Yavama. Adam, Yibum can be done against her will. In fact, you don't even need Das of the man. There's no Das needed at all by Yibum. If a man is Ma'anis, a woman, a Yavama, it's good. Mishnin Yavama's been given woman face. There's no Das needed. Bain Lakab of the Yavam, Bain Lakab of the Yavama. No Das at all needed. However, Mimer, if you want to use Mimer with a star, there you need what? There you need the halacha. Of what? Of having Das. And therefore, it's not enough to what? It's not enough just to say what? Just to say, Nidaika, you need her Das. Therefore, you need to dig up a pasuk to say, that when it comes to Mimer, there's a real bona fide requirement to have what? To have her Das. And that's a very big Yiddish. Why do you need to dig up a pasuk, Adam? Because in the context of Yibum, anyway, you don't need her Das. Right? The Yavim could live with her against her will. However, Midrabanan, they instituted Mimer, which does require Das. In order to do that, you need to predicate it based on a what? You need to predicate it based on a Pasuk. And that's exactly why Rashi in Yavamis writes the Feirish that there's a need to have what? There's a need to have what? There's a need to have Das. Whereas Rashi in Kedushin echoes our Gemara that says it's a Svara. Any kinyan in the world, in halacha and kol atzeres kula, requires what, Michael? Das machten, das kainen, a maisa kinyan. But you must dig up a pasuk because in the context of mimer, normally you don't need das. Therefore, you need a real pasuk to tell you that such a din. Okay. That's Rabbi Yosef's answer. Lamaisa, we have to give a second answer, but this opens the door to the following mahalach. The Rashba is bothered by the following kasha in our Gemara. What's the Rashba bothered by? How on earth, Yesh Misha Hiksha, he writes, how could anyone entertain a Havamina that you could have Kedushin against the woman's will? He says, Yesh Misha Hiksha, there are those who ask the kasha, how do you have a Havamina that could be against her will? Heichen Matsinu Machne Bakorcha. There are those that ask, and who are those that ask this kasha? Yesh Misha Hiksha, in the notes it says, the Talmidei HaRashba asked this kasha, there are those that ask, just we'll write it as Yesh Misha Hiksha. There are those that ask, how on earth can you entertain a Havamina if you can be a kaddish woman against her will? Heichen Matsinu a Kinyan against her will? And no one should tell me what? Yosef Chaim, what would you tell me? We've never found a Kinyan against her will. What would you tell me? Get. What's your response to that? Get's not a what? Kinyan, but it's a what? Didn't the scene of Isaac Sos. Oh, believe me, we'll see that tomorrow. So Yesh Misha Hiksha, the Rashba says, there are those that ask that maybe how could you have a Havamina in our Gemara that you could be what? You could be Mekadosh, a woman against her will. Anil, you got me? So the Rashba points out, well, that Yesh Misha Hiksha for a God of Gemara and Shas. The Gemara in Balabatsra, Daphim Chesim and Bey says explicitly that if a man forces a woman to be Mekadosh, shotgun marriage from the woman's perspective, the Feirush of Gemara, it says that the Kedushin is Chal, because Haresh is getting money, and everyone loves money. She's getting a ring, $5,000 ring, it's good. And therefore the Gemara says that it's considered to be a good Kedushin, Halacha L'maisa. That's what Amemar says. This is what Amemar's Mechadish. So he says, how on earth could the Gemara, could someone ask this kasha? How could you have a Havamina? We find precedent for it. Please get down in your notes that in that Gemara and Baba Basra, it's a machlokes between Amemar and Mar Ravashi. Amemar says, Talui the Kaddish is a good Kedushin. Okay? Talui the Kaddish is a good Kedushin. Please get it. And Mar and Ravashi argues. Ravashi says, ain't Kedushin because why? Someone tell me? The principle of what? I want you to see the Gemara. Afkinu, who also Shalok Hogan, he acted like a bad guy. The Rabbanan Machir the Kedushin from him. So there's the Machlekes Amoraim in Baba Basra, the Feirish, as to whether what? A shotgun marriage is a good Kedushin where you force the woman in such a case. Where you force the woman in such a case. Okay? It's a very interesting din. Okay? Machlekes Amoraim. So the Rashba says there are those that ask, how can you entertain a Havamina that you can make Kaddish against her will? How can you ask such a Kaddish? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says the Feirish. According to one day, it's a good tradition. So this Havamina is a tremendous Havamina. This is what he asks. Okay. So Lamaisa, this Machlekes is a Machlekes Amoraim. Can we allow this tradition or not? Derek Agav, please get this. Not there, Chaga, but it's right on the Gemara. The Gemara says, that's all well and good by what? By Kesef. Kesef, Bia, Mayikil, and Maymar. So what does the Gemara say? We make it Bia into a what? Into a Biasnus. So the Gemara says, about the same Gemara, Tzubis, and that Gimel, and Al. Fine. So Tysus there in the Baba Basra, I wanted you to see it, on the Chesem and Beis, points out the following. Please get this. He says, I don't understand something. According to Amemar, what was the Svara? Why it's a good Kedushin? Sammy? I'm just going to write one word. She got cash. She'll agree to it. She got cash. That's all well and good for Kesef. What about Star and Bia? What about Star and Bia? So I guess you have to... Star is difficult, Lamais. Tyson's asked this Kasha. What are you going to say? So what does he answer? Anas Bia. But what are you going to say about Star? So then Tysus ultimately says, because he's Chayav to what? Shir, Sus, Va'ona. Which also is a bit bothersome to me, because when does that Hebrew really kick in? And the suing, but you have to say it's all one thing. You have to say it's all one thing. Oh. Plus the fact that Shita Mikubetis writes that Shir and Ksus is not called Mamo. So you know what he explains? What does he explain to Shita Mikubetis in the Shulta Gibur? Please get it down. Something we learned in the first semester. Tav Lamesiv, Han Dun Lamesiv Armour. She's so happy to be married. That will cover Ketzav Shtar and Bia. So get that whole dialogue down. Please get it. Tysus asks, within a Maimar, how could it be Shtar and Bia? Nikar Adin, it's good. She gets nothing. Terence is, she has Hanas Bia. What are you going to say by Shtar? Terence is, she's married now. Shir and Ksus falling. But the Shita says, Shir and Ksus are what? Is that Mamon? So he ultimately says, the Shulta Gibur says, Tav Lamesiv. Fine, we have a Maimar shot. Well understood. Fine. This is the Machlokes we have. Now, the Rashba continues. I wanted you to see. And what does the Rashba continue and say? One sec, Avi. Up till now, we've discussed forcing the woman to get married. What about forcing the man? And the Rashba, in the end of that piece, says, what's the din if you force a man to mekadesh a woman? Shotgun marriage on him. Please get it down. Rambam writes in the Chosishis Peretau Achaalef. What does the Rambam say? Someone tell me. Is it good? Absolutely, good kedusha. Rambam says beferish it's a good kedusha, without a doubt. Rambam paskins ladina that it's a good kedusha. Okay. Rambam says beferish that it's a good kedusha. However, the Rashba continues and quotes the Bala Iter. What does the Bala Iter write? It's not a good kedusha. Why is it not a good kedusha? Again, I'm going to get this down. This was Lagavi the Isha. Please get it. This is forcing the man. Got to keep it clear. Rambam says, Chal. Baal Iter says, Lo Chal. What's the Svar of the Baal Iter? Please get it for me. What does he say? What's the Svar of the Baal Iter? They tell you the Zubin Amru, tell you the Kani Lo Amru. Talia v'zovin, Talua v'zovin, Amru. Taluya v'what? Kani, lo, Amru. What does that mean? If you're forced to what? If you're forced to sell something, Michael, you're willing to do it. Why? Because at least you get what? At least you get cash. If I'm forced to sell my basketball, at least I get cash. But if I'm forced to buy something, forget about it. I got to shell out cash. Oh, you get a basketball, so what? I'll go to the local sporting goods store and get another basketball. Nothing like cash. This is the svar of who? The Baal Iter. You got that? Zubin means sell. Kani means buy. Svar Rashba. Why don't you see the Rashba? Dear Maskel Tonin. Who's right? Both right, of course, but who does the Rashba postulate? Who does he think's right? Rambam. Why? Why? Please get it. Why does he think the Rambam's right? Because he makes a kol shekain, and I want you to get this, because we've got to explain it. He says, if you say, agav onse gomer v'zovin, kol shekain gomer v'kadi. You follow me? He says, gomer v'zovin, Gomer v'zovin is chal. If you're forced to what? To what? You're forced to what? Sell something. It's chal. Kol shekain. To what? To buy something. Kani is chal. Is that a little crazy? It's a little bit more than a little bit crazy. It's completely the opposite of the Baal Iter. Memela incumbent upon us to be masbir what this machlokes is all about. You got that point? It's a very important point. We just got through saying the Baal Iter to being forced to what? Sell something. I love it. I get cash. To force to buy something, forget about it. I get the basketball, so what? I'm losing cash. Comes the Rambam, the Rashba says, I agree with the Rambam. Write it down. The Rashba says, I agree with the Rambam because of this theory. If Gomer v'zovin is chal, if you're forced to what? Sell something and it works. Right? How much more so if you what? If you're forced to buy something, it should work. Why should that be? Why should that be? That's the difficulty at hand. What's the smart? In other words, if you hold, because it's much easier to say, gummer in this oven, you're getting cash. So Lamaisa, what's the shot? That's what the lesson is. He says, if you're gummer of his oven, koshiken, the gummer of the cunning. If you're gummer of his oven, so koshiken, you're gummer of the cunning. Therefore, plug it in, when a man marries a woman, who's buying who? The man. Always got to remember, the man has been coded the woman. If the man has been coded the woman, the Rambam says it's chal. Shotgun marriage is chal. Because I know that if you're forced to sell something, it's good. How much more so we know that what if you're going to buy something, it's good as well. That kavukum is faulty, no? Shmerkai, Rashford. What's the chapter Rashford? Jeremy, you got me? Hello, Jeremy, you got me? What's the svar in the Rashbol that he sides with the Rambam? Oh. So it's incumbent upon us, as I said, to explain these two sheets. Let us start, firstly, with the Baal HaItta. Okay. Shotgun marriage, the Baal HaItta writes, man is forced, it's not God. What's the svar in the Baal HaItta? So I want to offer two pshatim, two mahalchim, in the Baal HaItta. Two mahalchim that we have in the Baal HaItta. Okay. Number one. Simply in umdana. Hoshub shot in umdana. Like we basically already explained, people love cash. If I'm forced to sell my item, my basketball, I get cash for it, I'm willing to deal with that. I have cash. Gomer makne mezuzi. However, if you're talking about a situation where I'm forced to buy something, to shell out cash to get something, I'm not interested. So the pashtus in the Baal HaItta is, number one is that we could explain that the pshat is that it's based on what? It's based on an umdana. Poshup pshat is based on an umdana, and that's the umdana that we're going to surmise. Okay, that's the pshat that we're going to assume, number one pshat. Okay? I'll give you an example of that, where it would emerge with that. What about by a matana? What would you say by a matana? What would you say by a matana, Lamaisa? An umdana, Lamaisa, by a matana. Matana, you don't have that problem, right? If I'm forced to accept the matana, that's fine. I'm not shelling out any cash. So that would be a very good case that would show this thing. So one approach to say in the shita of who, the shita of Baal HaItta is that it's an umdana. However, an umdana is very subjective. Let's offer a second approach, and that is more objective. And that runs the following. The Avnei Miluyim says in Simon Mem Beis, the end of Sifkot Na'alot, and the Nesivus writes, this is Simon Reish Hei Sifkot Yudches, the following, and I want you to get this. He wants to say the Ratzon of Agat Unsei is Mo'il Rak Limkor, and it's not Mo'il Liknos. Because in order to buy something, you need a stronger what? In order to buy something, you need a stronger what? Ratzon. Basically, the way we'll say it is, there's a difference, Daniel, between Motzi and Machnis. To be Motzi something from your Rishus, it's much easier. No? Lo tzari das chazak. You don't need strong das. But to be situation, to be Machnis something, to bring something, to force me to give money, to bring the basketball into my Rishus, you need das chazak. You need das chazak. And therefore, since you need das chazak, it is possible to suggest that's the svara of the Baal HaItta. The Baal HaItta says in a more in a conceptual way, Al Pidin, and this is Rav Naftali Trump also says similar svara, and we're going to break it down even further. Ben, to be motzi something is much easier. However, to be machnis something, he das chazak. The male of the Baal HaItta makes a split. Therefore, if the husband is forced to buy a woman, to be Makadish a woman, what does the Baal HaItta say? Baal HaItta says it's not Kaal. Because he's got to bring a woman into his Rishus. That requires Das Chazak. If you are under duress and forced to do that, forget about it. Okay, Chlor? Oh. 1 second. Mike, 1 second. The Nesivus, though, points out the following. Please get it.
Nesivus asks a great kasha. He says, how is Talia Vizovin then Mahani? What is Talia Vizovin, we said? I'm forced to sell something. If I'm forced to sell my what basketball to Michael, Michael gives me cash, I'm willing to do that. But what's Michael losing? Michael's what? I'm forced to what? What am I forced to do? I'm forced to sell my basketball to Michael. But Michael's going to be giving me money in return. He loves his money, though. So in what sense am I Conan? In what sense am I Conan? He says, in other words, how could a woman be what Miss Kadeshis with the Kesef? She's not Zocha with the Kesef. Because why? From the perspective of who? When the man is... From the perspective of the din, whenever you say Talia V'Zovin, you have another party here. You have another party. So what's the pshat here? How could it be, Lamaisa, in such a case, that you're going to say what? That it's Ha! Right? Again, the Baal Itzer is talking about a case where what? There's a shotgun on the man. Shotgun on the man. Mashma, though, that what? If the woman is forced, what's the din? The woman is forced, she's getting cash, what's the din? No, it's good, right? She's getting the cash. It's good. Why is it good, though? Why is it good? In other words, Hadri Kusha, how she miskadesh, but Talui the Kurdish Bakashba. She's not soaking with the Kesef. Talui the Kani is low Kani. From the other person's perspective, it's not what? It's not going to be Chal. So what I want to just add on is the following. From what we learned yesterday is that what? What did we learn yesterday? That by Kedusha Kesef, you don't need her to what? To be Zoch in it. You just need a Nesina, a Stan Nesina. As long as she gets something, that's enough. So as long as she gets something, that's enough. That's the Svara that we're driving at within the what? Within the Baal Yitzhak. Okay? So Nachama, we have two different Mahalchim in who? In the Shita of the Baal Yitzhak. Either one, that it's an Umdina, which is very subjective, and number two, it's Al Pidin objectively. I'll be did objectively. It's much easier to be mostly than to be machnis. So the only ha'ara that we're pointing out is that any, how is Taluya V'Zovin ever going to work though? How does Taluya V'Zovin ever going to work? You're not Zocha with the money of the Mekach. You're not Zocha with the money of the Mekach. So Memela, that's the din. How can you, if you're not Zocha with the Mekach, Taluya V'Kani is Lom Rina. How do you say it's Mahani? How do you say it's Mahani? That's the difficulty. In other words, we said the Pharaoh's told you this oven is good. How is it good? You always have another party. I'm forced to sell something. So I'm happy with that because I'm getting cash. But the truth of the matter is, from the other guy's perspective, tell you the Kani's law Amru. And I'll give you a case, let's say both guys are forced. Both guys are forced, let's say. One guy's forced to sell, one guy's forced to buy it. We assume that it's always good, Talia V'Kani. Why is it always good? Why is Talia V'Zovin always good? It's not always good. Why should it always be good? The answer is when you talk about Kedushin, all you need is a what? All you need is an Asina. This is the svar that we wanted to give in the pshat of who? In the pshat of the Baal Yitzhak. Okay? This is the longest of the Baal Yitzhak. One second here. This is the longest of the Baal Yitzhak. These two different mouths. Okay. I want to just note also, please get it. This theory that you don't really need a what? You don't really need an Asina. I didn't give it to you, but you'll please look it up inside. There's a Ron in the Dharm, a Daflamit, a famous Ron in the Dharm, Reb David Lipschitz used to say, the Ron really doesn't mean what he says if you look two lines later. But the Ron has a Lushan in the Dharm, it's a very important Ron, the Daflamit, I'll probably give it to you tomorrow, that she says the Isha, that he says the Isha is Mafker Atzma Labayla. All she does is Mafker herself to her husband. She's Mafker herself to her husband. So it's like all she's got to do is what? Bring herself in. She's Mafker herself to her husband. She's Mafker herself to her husband. And therefore, she's Mafker herself to her husband. The Ron says that it's really what? Fits in well with the fact that you don't need a real what? You don't need a real Din Nesina, because all she does is mask for herself. And if that's the case, then we can explain very clearly that this seems to fly in the face of what? This seems to fly in the face of this Rashi that we learn that you need a what? The concept of das. There's a pasuk, or it's a svara, but there's a concept of das. The pasuk says you really don't need her das, so you need her consent, but it's watered down. It's played down because in essence a woman is really not for herself to the husband. So what we want to suggest is the following. The Bala Iter will explain. The Bala Iter will explain very beautifully that we talk about what? A shotgun marriage, if the husband is forced, it's not a good kedushin. But if we talk about a situation where what? Where the woman is forced, what's the din? Well, there's one sheet in the Gemara that says it's good, Amemar. And how will Amemar square with our Gemara? How will Amemar square with our Gemara? The second answer of our Gemara says you can't be Mekadosh woman against your will. How does Amemar square with our Gemara? What's the answer? He goes like the first answer, says the Rashba. Remember we said in the beginning of Shir, we read the Gemara, there were two answers in the Gemara? The first answer, the Gemara never entertains a Havamina Baal Korcha. Because according to the first answer of the Gemara, maybe a man can be Mekadosh woman Baal Korcha. She can, he can be Mekadosh or Baal Korcha. The second answer, is the answer that says you cannot be Mekadosh woman Baal Korcha. We said that black on white, we read the Gemara. So a Mamar will go like the first answer of the Gemara. That you can be Mekadosh woman Baal Korcha. You can. We're playing down her das. We're playing down her das. This is the whole mahalik of what? Of the Bala Iter. So what we've done so far is we analyzed the Bala Iter sheet in one of two approaches. And the Bala Iter holds that a shotgun marriage from the man's perspective is bad. But the woman's requirement of the Kedushin, we're saying is really very what? Minimal at best. And that fits in beautifully with the rod in the dark. Okay. Ad kan the pshat of who? The Bala Iter. Now, one sec here. Now, we have to what? Now we have to get to whose pshat? The Rambam's pshat. And the Rashba who learned the what? The Rashba who learned this kol shekein. We got it? Ad kan the Bala Iter. Now, what's the svar of the Rambam? What is the svar of the Rambam? Who the Rashba said, I agree to, he made this kol shekein. What's the svar of the Rambam? Oh. So here, we want to suggest the following. First of all, let's note, the Rai that argues on the Rambam, and says you need to say what? Rotsani. You need to say Rotsani. He says, Beferish, you need to say Rotsani. There is no doubt you need to say Rotsani. In fact, the Magen Mishnah explains what, Michael? That in Zechiel Matana, if you're forced to buy an object, Daniel, it's good. And even if you don't say what? Rotsani. Why in Hilchos Kedushin does the Ravid require what Rotsani? What's the answer? Because when it comes to Kedushin, what do you need, Dani? A higher level of what? Higher level of Das. And therefore you need to say Rotsani. Allah Kalamaisha. You need to say Rotsani. Okay? Oh. So we want to suggest the following. Rambam holds that you need a high level of Das for the man. You also need a high level of Das for the woman sheet as well. For the woman as well. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Beis, Sif Aleph, I think I made a mistake, I wrote Sif Yud, Sif Aleph, quotes two days if you force a man to Mekadosh a woman. Made a mistake. Simen Mem Beis, Sif Aleph. He quotes two days if you force the man to marry a woman. Taliyu of Lekadosh. Okay? So the Chalkas Mechok, right there in Sif Kot Aleph, points out the it's a machlekes where the chamin made a takana for the husband as well. Our Gemara says machlekes whether what a shakar marriage for the woman. What happens if you force the man? So there are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam holds the chamin masakin only for the woman. They said afkinu, but for a man, since he can divorce her Baal Korcha anyway, it's no big deal, and therefore it's fine. And the other sheet to hold for the chamin masakin for the husband as well. That if it was done against his will, the Chamer Mafkia, the Kedushin as well. So I want you to get that. The Machaber has 2 days, and when he's forced to give the Kedushin, is it good or not? So according to the Rambam, It's fine. He doesn't even need to say what's in. Why not? Because if he's forced to do it, what's the big deal? He can divorce her against her will anyway, so it's no big deal. Second day, it says, the Chokas Mechokas says, no. They said Afkinu regarding the woman to save the woman. They also said Afkinu regarding the man to save the man as well. This is what the Chokas Mechokas points out. And the Beishmul points out, Lamaisa, that the Beishmul writes to the Sheet of the Baal Iter is, Lamaisa, that it doesn't work anyway. Make a Rabin. That's because of Afkinu. We wrote that on the board. Fine. Oh. So what is the Svara of the Rambam? So the Svara of the Rambam, the Rashba points out, is the following Chiddush. It's the following Chiddush. Okay? And let's get it. Comes out that a person wants to buy more than sell. That's a Pella, we said. Really, it comes out, when you think about it from the marriage perspective, that means a man would rather be married more than a woman, which is a Pella. Oh. So the shot is the following. Shot is there's a real din das, both for the man and the woman. That's what Rashi says. It's not a steer in Rashi's. Rashi says, Vayasa Svara, but in Yavamas he wants to stress that it's a real din das. Not like the Gemara, not like who? Not like the Ran in the Darin, Daniel, that says she just mocked herself. According to the Rambam and Rashi, das is a tremendous concept. The husband needs the das, the Kala needs the das. They both need das. They both need das, and that's what he's trying to slam on by quoting a pasuk. Not enough stamma's going to be mocked herself. You need das gomer. And then Nail, if you need das gomer, then it comes out very, very beautifully that the Rashba writes, in a case of what? Das Isha, that there's a pasuk, and we hold Michael, Talia Vizovin is what? Talia Vizovin is good? Which means what, Michael? Which is more of a requirement? Das for the man or das for the woman? Once you quote a pasuk for the woman. So that's what he means, the Rashba. Gomer Vizovin is how kosher came. If Gomer Vizovin means, what does Gomer Vizovin mean? You're forced to sell something. You're forced to sell something. She's selling herself. There's a pasuk about it, Rashi and Yavama says. You quote a pasuk, that's a hard challenge. That's a hard mandate to fulfill. And you fulfill it. You fulfill it with forcing her. So if you fulfill it with forcing her, how much more so when you force him, you've done the job as well. That's exactly how the Rashba reads the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds Chaim that the din of das by an Isha is like Rashi. It's a very important concept. It's a formal concept. You need a pusik for it. And if you force a woman to do what? To sell herself to be Mekudesh and it's good, how much more so if you force the husband it should be good as well. And that's the Rambam Shita. And that's why the Rashba says, I agree with the Rambam. Because the Rambam, the Rashi, and the Rashba don't buy the Ran's theory. They don't buy the Baal Iter's theory. They require what? That the woman has a bona fide das. Not the shtam that she's a straw man and she's mocker herself to the husband. She plays a central, quintessential role in this marriage. And she's mocked this herself in a real way. And if she's under duress and forced to do that, and that's still good, how much more so that the chassan has been forced to do that? That for sure is going to be good. So what we're bringing out here is centrally that there's a fundamental machlokes as to the nature of what? Of das when it comes to what? When it comes to kedushin for the woman. What is the concept of das here? Is it time she's just a straw person? She just mocked this herself? She's mocked herself or no? She has to play a very central role, and we want to suggest that's exactly what Rashi means here. Exactly what Rashi means here when he says you need a pasuk. They're not sosa each other. He Bedavka wants to bring out a pasuk because it's a very hard mandate, and if you fulfill it under duress, how much more so are you going to fill it from the das and the chassan? Therefore, if you force the chassan, for sure it should be good. The Baal Iter doesn't buy this at all. The Baal Iter writes, the woman is like a straw lady. She's mocked herself. You don't really need her das. Whose das do you need? You need the husband's das. You force the husband, it's nothing. Based on the split that we said, either umdenot or the svar of both you machnis. According to the Ram Rashi, the whole thing is up to Fred. It's a whole different shot. Up to Fred means the whole thing is wrong. The premise is wrong. That's exactly how we want to. So it comes out we have a second answer to solve the stira in Rashi. It's really not a stira. Rashi wants to just bring out to you by quoting a pasuk that this is a real, real bona fide requirement to have das. And the woman's das is even more of a challenge to fulfill than the man. It's a pasuk. A man needs, any kinyanim needs das. The buyer always needs das. Buyer of a basketball, buyer of a woman, you always need das. What's the difference? Right? Obviously, it's a big difference, right? You don't marry a basketball, okay? But what we're talking about here is an alumnus. And that's exactly the kiddush that we want to bring out here. That's why the Rashba sides with the Rambam in the end of the piece. You got me? That's how the Rashba sides with the Rambam in the end of the piece. That's the kiddush that we're bringing out. And then there is one outgrowth to this that let's get, where the Birkas Shmuel, Reb Baruch Bir, in his Sefer on Kedushin, quotes the Avdei Miluim, where the Avdei Miluim has a machloikis with other Achronim. When you have Edim on Kedushin, must the Edim also know of the Das of the Isha? Do they have to know that the woman is on the same page, that she really wants this marriage or not? Or is it enough for the Edim to know the Chassan's interested and for them to see the giving over the ring? Or must they know also Das HaIsha as well? So the Avdei Miluim is of the opinion, the favorites, that the Edim do not have to know. In Simen Chav Zayin Sivkot Vav, the Avdei Miluim writes, you don't need Edim on Daito Shel Isha. Because she's nothing, she's Klum B'Davar Shev Erva. She plays no role. Who does that echo, Eric? The Ron and the Dorim that Rav David pointed out. The Rav David pointed out really 2 lines later, he really didn't say it. But in all yeshivas, everyone knows this Ron and the Dorim that Bob. She's Bach herself. Like she's like a Chepsa, that's all. She's Mamas like a Chepsa, like that place in Tzubis we learned in the beginning of the year. She's a son of Shabbal. She's Bach herself. Edim don't have to testify to God's Shabbat. So if the Birkas Shmuel, no way. Of course the Edim have to know about the Das Isha. Where's the Birkas Shmuel coming from? Our Mahalik that we're suggesting in the Rambam, in the Rashba, and in Rashi, that Das Isha is as fundamental as the Chassan, it's even more fundamental. You need a pasuk to be what? To be Yoytza this din. And that's exactly what the Chiddush here of Rashi is driving at in this din. Exactly what Rashi is driving at in this din. And therefore, obviously the Edim must testify al Das HaIsha as well. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here in this din. Okay? That's the Chiddush we want to bring out. Fine. And that solves also a second stira that we had, the second answer in the stira in Rashi. There is a third answer I just want to offer in to answer the stira of Rashi, and that is the following. The third answer I want to offer, that is the following answer. Okay? Could very well be, it's very similar to what we said before, but a bit different. Okay? That could work the following. The Chassam Sofer writes the following Chiddush. The reason why Rashi needs to dig up a pasuk in Yevamos is he says the following. He says that minor b'Yevamos is different because Yivum is what? Yivum could be done. It's very similar to what Rabbi Yashiv said, but he says it a little bit differently. Since Mimer is different in the context of Yevamos, it can be done against her will. Mimer cannot be done against her will. Not just by Star, but any Mimer. And therefore, he says, since we're learning from Kedushin that there's a requirement of needing Das, so it could very well be a Lechol HaMaisa, that just like by Kedushin you need Das, so too by Mimer you need Das as well. Because even though Mimer in the context of Yivum really can be done against your will, but since there's a notion of what? Since there's a notion of Das regarding Kedushin that is needed, we learn from Kedushin to Hilchos Mimer by Yibum, also you need Das as well. And to buttress that, he says you need a Pasuk. And that's what he means, Vahalcha Vahaisel Ishachar, that's what he wants to explain. It's very similar over Yashim, we also talked about Star. The Chassam Sofer is a little bit different, talked about in Hilchos Mimer in general, Yibum can be done against your will anyway. So therefore you would think you won't need Das. Kamashman, you need to dig up a Pasuk. Which is very interesting in general. Why is it so interesting? Because what do we say Mimer was? Mimer, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. So you're digging up a pasuk to tell me you need Mimer for an institution that's the Rabbanan, which itself is very, very interesting.
But that's the way that Sam Sofer wants to solve this theory that we have in Rashi. Okay? We got that? This is the Mahalach we want to suggest. And that's the shot in the Rashi. One last note, and we'll close with this. Okay? One last note, we'll close with this, is the following. Is there any way to jive on Maamar, who said that what? You force the woman, it's good. Is there any way to jive him with what? The second answer of our Gemara. What did the second answer of our Gemara say? If it said a Ish Kohen, I would think what Baal Korach is what? Good. Kamashman, it's bad. So Baal Korach is bad. But Amemar said it's good. No problem, said the Rashi. But Eitan, what did the Rashi say? Amemar goes with which answer of our Gemara? The first. And that answers the question we asked in the beginning of Shir. When we read the Gemara, what do we say? What's the machlokus in the 2 days of the Gemara whether you can make Kaddish or Baal Korach? Second one says no. First one says yes. What's the machlokus, please, Chaim? To what degree does the woman play a role in the Maisa Kedushin? If you echo the Ron's theory, then Baal Korach should what? Baal Korach should be good. Right? That's the first answer of our Gemara. That's on Maamar Svara himself. But if you hold what? Like the second answer of the Gemara, that what? That Baal Korach is bad. Right? So how does that, what do they hold? They hold like the sheet that we said of the Rambam. That the woman plays a major role. In fact, there's a pusik like Rashi says. And therefore what kedushin against her will won't be a good kedushin. Because it plays a quintessential role, and there's a pasuk that's mechadish and nida atisha. If it's done by Korach, it won't be good. So we want the same answer to the kashya we said in the beginning. Sure, those are the 2 days in the Gemara. So just to close, is there any way to square Abneimar with the second answer of the Gemara? What would you say? Is there any way to square Abneimar with the second answer of the Gemara by us that says Baal Korach is bad, but Abneimar said it was good? Maybe you could say like this. Please get it. Maybe when Amemar said it was good, he's talking about a situation when she said what? She said Rotsan. Oh, excellent. And our Gemara is talking about a case where what? Where she did not say Rotsani. You say like that, then maybe you could square Amemar even with the second answer of our Gemara. And not box him in like the Rashba does. So these are two very important mahalchim. I want you to get a chazard over. We had a whole mahalchim in the Baal Inter, whole mahalchim in the Rambam, but it boils down to what the 2 days in our very own Gemara. Can we have a havamina that can be done by Korcha? And the first answer to the Gemara is Taka saying you can even do it by Korcha, like the Gemara says, "B'shem Aneimar." Okay, everyone have a good day. Chazard over. Tomorrow we'll go back to the Shem. Okay. Tomorrow 11 o'clock, Shem. Yeah, and then we try to do a loch at the end of Shem. Okay. All right, let's stop and miss it. Yes?
I just had a question from yesterday. I had another question I wanted
yes.
to ask.
Yes.
Where exactly does Beit Shammai get the flat rate of a dinar from, oh, this is what Nashim Maktel Zanakshah,
right,
as opposed to the daughters of
That's what the Gemara says. Objective. That's what the Gemara says. It's got to be done objectively.
No.
The Gemara says it's got to be done objectively.
Yeah, but it's not objective. That's the point. It's not.
I'm waiting. I called you to pick up.